Following up on the city's mandate to stay at home starting at 5 p.m. yesterday, Boulder County says it will announce its own directive today to make sure there's a coordinated approach in place in response to the coronavirus health crisis. Boulder City Manager Jane Brodigam addressed city council members during a video conference call last night.
We will amend our order to conform completely to the Boulder County Public Health Order so that it will be seamless throughout the county.
The city's public health order encourages residents to stay at home as much as possible and travel only for groceries and other essential services, including to places like banks, gas stations and hardware stores, marijuana and liquor stores, laundromats, and to pick up food from restaurants. Brodigam outlined how the city will enforce the stay-at-home order.
We intend to enforce this a lot through education and encouragement, and certainly if a police officer were to see somebody or a park ranger were to see somebody violating the order, they will comment to them that there's an issue, but we won't be arresting anybody and probably not issuing tickets unless we have somebody that is a constant person who's violating the order. So our intent is to be educational and encouraging more than anything else.
City and county health officials were also on the call. Boulder County Public Health Executive Director Jeff Syak says local cases are mostly following the nationwide pattern, and city and county orders to encourage people to stay home can help.
Ideally, what we would like to be able to do is to be able to not just test and get more positives and identify people who actually have the virus, but then do a better job at actually controlling some of the cases so that they are not exposing other people. And if we can continue to move towards that as we come forward in these weeks, we still have the opportunity to control these cases and to lower that threshold of surge, both within our community and within the state of Colorado.
Syak says more young people are being infected with COVID-19 in Colorado and the U.S. in general than what's been seen internationally. Among the 47 confirmed Boulder County cases as of Tuesday, 28% are individuals 19 to 29 years old, 44% are individuals 30 to 59 years old, and 28% are people 60 and older. Like the rest of the nation, Syak said local health professionals are preparing for a peak surge in cases.
And the best predictions at this point is that that surge and the peak of that surge is going to fall anywhere between the end of April and the end of May.
Boulder Community Health CEO Dr. Robert Vissers told city council members that so far the hospital is not experiencing any staffing shortages and is doing pretty well with supplies, including surgical masks. Vissers emphasized that the stay-at-home order can help with the surge Boulder's hospital might face.
And the challenge is if our capacity is below the peak of that surge, then that clearly is going to cost people's lives. If we don't have the critical care, the ventilators, and we're having to make decisions, that will clearly cost people's lives. So I think there's good evidence that if we can do anything to reduce the slope or the surge, ideally we want less people infected, but even if we can spread it out over a couple of months instead of a couple of weeks, then that greatly enhances our capacity.
Visser said the hospitalization rate is about 10%. An average length of hospitalization can be as long as 3 weeks, including the time needed to make sure the patient tests negative. He also said testing for the virus continues to be a challenge.
We've done 450 tests, 130 are still pending. We've had 288 negatives and 32 positives. So far, we've only had 3 positives that have required inpatient care.
Following the update from local health officials, council heard a report on how the city has responded to help those experiencing homelessness through the crisis and discussed how to help local businesses prevent evictions and possibly help renters with a rent holiday. The city manager said traffic to the city's website has increased almost 60% in recent weeks, and the city is posting as much information about the coronavirus as possible to keep the public informed at bouldercolorado.gov. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.